there's a gentleness about many of our guests, and just love that about us as a people. And you know, one baby is all our baby, eh? And so we feel good for each other, and we should, because you know, these pepi embody the hopes and dreams of not just us, but those who preceded us as well. So it's all part of the journey that we're on as a people, and we celebrate in the richness of young families. I'm very pleased to be talking about what's going on in Palestine. You know, since the Iran conflict started up, and we started to talk about the Strait of Hormuz, corridor and coverage of the realities of people living in Gaza have been sadly pushed somewhat to the side. Now, we're joined today for a corridor by Rinad Tamimi, who's a spokesperson for the Palestinian Solidarity Network, says our country's falling behind international partners and its legal obligations by failing to ban imports from Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. Rinad, thank you for joining us. My name's Dale. Tēnā koe, and a warm welcome to Radio Wāte. Kia ora.
Morena and kia ora, everyone, and thank you so much for having me this morning, Dale.
Am I pronouncing your name reasonably accurately?
Yes, you've pronounced it just fine.
Thank you. Thank you, Dina. Now, the Palestinian Solidarity Network argues our country's had years to address settlement, trade, labelling and restrictions. What specific action would you like to see from the next government? And how quickly should this happen, please? Just bring us up to speed with this kaupapa, Rinat.
Yeah, you know, definitely. And again, thank you for, giving me the time opportunity to be with you this morning. Our country is really, our government, well, current government has literally done nothing on the genocide happening back in my home country, in my homeland. So I think the least we would want from the new government is imposing sanctions on Israel. We are wanting sanctions on Israel, and we are also at least wanting them to recognize this for what it is. It is a genocide, and for also, banning trade, cutting ties with Israeli settlements, and announcing also recognizing Palestine as its own country.
You know, a lot of us Māori who feel for the people of Palestine just trying to protect their treasure, their taonga, and it resonates with us from afar. And of course, one person's insurgent is another's freedom fighter, so we're conscious of that and disappointed somewhat that the reality of what's been occurring in Gaza has slipped somewhat from the mainstream headlines. And I have great aloha for a person like yourself, Rinad, who knows it more than anyone, who feels deeply the hurt, the sadness of watching women and children being killed in Gaza, and now to see what is an ugly settlement crawl on the West Bank. You point to the International Court of Justice ruling and recent moves by countries like UK, France, Canada. Do you believe our country risks damaging our international reputation if we don't follow suit?
Oh, definitely. They need to be upholding international law. They need to at least be following what the other countries are doing, not because they're following them, but because we have legal obligations to follow. And this is a genocide, and it's happening to people in Gaza and the West Bank. It's been happening for over 3 years now. As someone who still has family in the West Bank, as someone who's just returned from being home at the end of last year, I can assure you, and I know that you know that, but it is real. It's not just videos and footage that we see on our socials. It is real people losing their lives every single day. And the more we hold these ties with Israel, the more we hold these ties with America, the more children are going to be killed.
Which is, look, it's so sad. I remember watching videos from Gaza, sister, and, you know, honestly, you'd be crying on the inside because you see these kids being taken off to hospitals and these bombardments of everyday civilians rather than military sites. What about for you, Rinad? You know, when you're from there, I mean, it must be 100 times worse when you're this is your home. How does it affect you when you see the images that we catch on our TV screens, you know, all these miles away from there.
Yeah, there's nothing more heartbreaking, let me tell you, nothing more heartbreaking than seeing your homeland being torn apart right in front of your eyes. And the world, I'm not going to say the whole world, but majority of the world still choose to shut their eyes and not look anymore because, you know, they've got more important things to focus on and they've got more important stuff to do in their lives. But we're letting Israel do and make an atrocity and commit a crime after a crime every single day. So it breaks my heart, it shatters my soul, it makes me feel guilty every single day of the life I have and the life that my parents have helped me have in New Zealand. And it just shatters my heart. But when I see people around the country raising flags for Palestine and standing up for justice and speaking out to the government of what they should be doing, that really warms my heart.
Well, we stand in solidarity too as First Nations peoples with the plight of those from Gaza already been squeezed out of their tribal lands, and now to have the injustice of what's occurring with the forced removal of people from the West Bank and creating settlements. Mm. Now, we know that our country could provide support, but we tend to sit on the fence here. The government says implementing a ban would be complex and require a full policy process. Mm. So we say, oh, yeah, okay, fair enough. But why do you reject that argument, and what evidence do you see that a workable system is achievable, Uri Nat?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely achievable if they put their mind to it. It's definitely achievable if they use their conscience and if they use their hearts and use their hearts before they look at these policies and whatever procedures they have to go through. And we also remind them that they impose sanctions on Russia that include oil, gas, coal, gold, and like it's not that hard. I don't think it's hard. I think they're just Palestine is not a priority to them, which is really frustrating.
Thank you, Irina. Finally, with the general election approaching, what are you asking voters and political parties to consider when it comes to our country's position on Israel, the occupied Palestinian territories, and international law?
I do ask them to think twice or maybe three times before they vote, because we would really like the new government to really cut ties and impose sanctions, recognize Palestine. And if they don't really do that within the first 100 days, then that's really, it's all talk. We want action. It's about time to have action. So I'm hoping and praying that this current government gets voted out and we have a new government with some spines.
And it's been a pleasure meeting you. We speak with John quite regularly, Rinad. But like I say, the situation, the oil, the Iran-USA issue and Hormuz seems to have put the reality, the struggle and the ongoing desecration of the communities within Gaza. It's pushed it somewhat to the page two or three, but I know that it's certainly page one information for you and your whānau, so very much respect where this comes from and your willingness to talk with us here on Māori Radio. Thanks, Rinad, for joining us.
No, thank you so much for having me, and free Palestine.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Rinad. Rinad Tamimi, National Spokesperson for the Palestinian Solidarity Network of Aotearoa.